USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
We could be getting more pictures of Mars soon. NASA's Ingenuity helicopter set for its third flight sometime Sunday morning. A special election in Louisiana could be bad news for New York Congresswoman. Democratic State Senator Troy Carter wins a special congressional election Saturday to replace fellow Democrat Cedric Richmond. That win coming despite the fact that Carter's opponent was publicly endorsed by progressives like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Georgia activist Stacey Abrams. Those at the U.S.-Mexico border continue to see on a daily basis the effects of President Biden's immigration policy. Analysts estimate about 1,000 people cross the border illegally every day. Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush tells Newsmax TV what can be done.
One of the things we need to do is restore the Trump administration's policy on remain in Mexico. If you're going to apply for political asylum, you need to do so in your country of origin.
Experts say border officials don't have the resources to catch illegals because they're too busy processing asylum claims. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Calls for transparency in North Carolina after a black man is shot to death by deputies. Andrew Brown shot to death Wednesday in Elizabeth City, reportedly while fleeing from deputies trying to serve a warrant. Pasquotank County NAACP President Keith Rivers on Saturday calling for video of the incident to be released.
The district attorney and the sheriff are elected.
That's right.
And they have an obligation to us to let us see what is on those tapes. You have an obligation to this family.
Sheriff Tommy Wooten also asking a court to allow him to release body cam video of the shooting. That video could come out as soon as Monday. India is setting another grim COVID record. The country Sunday reporting almost 350,000 new cases. This is the fourth day in a row the country has set a new record in daily cases. India also announcing a new single-day record of almost 2,800 deaths. Illinois Democratic Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy, an Indian American, calling on President Biden to release more COVID vaccine doses to India and other countries. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The death toll climbing after a hospital explosion in Iraq. At least 82 people dead after oxygen tanks at a Baghdad hospital explode and start a fire. Over 100 people injured. The prime minister calls the explosion a crime. He's calling for an investigation. Congressional Republicans pushing their infrastructure plan that focuses on roads and bridges. Here's Dan Naraki.
Senate Republicans this week unveiled a counterproposal to President Biden's more than $2 trillion infrastructure plan, proposing a nearly $600 billion package that is limited to physical infrastructure like roads, bridges, and broadband. Congressman Jason Smith says Democrats and Republicans should be able to agree on a plan that pays for physical infrastructure projects. The Missouri Republican tells Fox News that the GOP's proposal does just that without imposing an extra burden on the working class.
It is about roads and bridges. And, you know, Republicans and Democrats should be able to work together in making sure that we fix our crumbling roads and bridges. But we definitely don't need to do it at the expense of the working class. And that is what we have to pay attention to. The proposal that Biden, Pelosi, and Schumer brought forward will be a spending boondoggle at the expense of working class. And we can't have that.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The hottest team in baseball wins again. The Oakland A's beat the Orioles 7-2 Saturday for their 13th straight win. It's the third longest streak in franchise history. Even more impressive, this comes after the team started the season 0-6. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.